Shorty, my little baddie. That song stuck in
Shorty,
my head.
Shorty, she my boo thing.
That song stuck in my head.
All right. So you made it this far. Congratulations. I'm happy you stayed.
I'd say, if you made it this far, Jesus Christ.
Nah. You say that every time.
Because Jesus Christ, man.
Nah, man. What do you mean?
This I love we, y'all.
Yeah. All right. Good. All right. Yeah.
Like, you made it this far. Thank you. Like, yes. Honest to God, thank you.
Yes. Like, keep listening. Please, and come on. Please follow.
Share.
Follow the fucking, the cast, man, on Instagram. If you got Instagram, follow the cast. It's at Just Trash Cast on Instagram. DM us. We'll hit you up. We'll fucking call you. We'll chat. You can be on here. Or you just DM us with shit you think's interesting. Like, you know what I mean? Help. Everything like, you know what I mean? If you think there's an issue, it just, it's good for feedback.
You should start saying this shit at the beginning, too.
Oh, I know.
You should start saying this shit in the beginning.
I know. That's probably a really good point. Mm-hmm. We should probably start announcing that in the beginning because they probably don't get this far.
Probably not. Like, if they get this far, that's what I'm saying. Totally fucking shit.
Okay,
like,
but anyway, if you did, it's because you know there's a special announcement. We're going to call the boy Shiloh. Get a little talk going.
Let's see what bitch boy doing.
Oh, I know what bitch boy's doing.
What's bitch boy?
I don't know why we're calling him bitch boy.
Because you just call him fuck boy.
That's because he was.
And now he's not anymore, so.
Kind of still is.
Yeah. Bitch boy.
All right.
Nah, I'm mean. That's
hey, what's up?
What's up, dude?
How's it going?
I'm left watching the game right now.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's a close one. I don't know if you're watching it.
No, we've been watching the score. We haven't been watching the game, though.
I was going to say, I've been watching the score.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Hell it's a fighter, yeah. Bro. It's a fucking fighter.
Yeah, 2 minutes left. Packers are down 5, and the Bucks are getting it right now. But the Packers still have all 3 timeouts.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Oh, they just need one touchdown.
They need to stop. If they can stop them, then they got a chance. But if they don't stop them, then
it's over. Brady going to the ball.
Yeah. So, dude, you're on the cast. We're live, dude.
Nice.
Dude, tell them what's up. Why we been gone?
COVID.
COVID. Yeah. The boy got the COVID.
That's a thing.
It's a thing, right? It's a thing now.
It exists.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm actually going to go get a flash test tomorrow.
Yeah?
I think I'm good. I think I'm going to be negative and probably go to work tomorrow right after the test. So, feeling good.
We're deep now. How long has it been?
At least 10 days.
Have you had any symptoms? Any bullshit?
Right now, no. Right now, so I feel fine.
Yeah, but you couldn't taste and smell shit, though, right? You got that?
Yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah, that happens.
How was that, dude? I bet that's fucking wild.
That was like the worst part because it's like you feel yourself hungry, but whenever you go to eat something, you just don't taste anything. So you don't like you want to eat what you're eating. You just know you got to eat because your stomach feels hungry.
Right, you just, dude. That probably has to feel like a video. Like you just feel like a video game simulation. You're like, I'm not even tasting it.
Dude, it's fucking terrible. You're like, especially like if you're eating something you like normally would love, like a taco or something. You're like, dude, this is bullshit. Like,
I'd be mad.
Sucks.
As a fat man, I'd be pissed off. I'm not even gonna lie.
So how bad's it? So how bad's it been? Scale 1 to 10.
I'd say like a 4. Like I don't know. Like I mean, for like the first 2 days, it was like just being sick. Like I had a fever. Yeah. Felt like shit. You know what I mean? Like just. I would say the main thing is it kind of lingers. Like, it lingered a little longer than I wanted to. Like, I thought it would be done within, like, 2-3 days. Or it kind of lingered, actually, throughout the whole week. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, if you just constantly
so it lingered a little longer shirt. Than I wanted to. But for the most part, it ain't the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
Right.
Just another fucking little sickness. Little bug.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you don't feel great. But you feel like shit. But, I mean, it's not like you're like, oh, I'm going to fucking die.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of like us. Fucking Alyssa. She was, when she got fucking, when they found that she had COVID. Her and my mom, fucking my stepdad, all of them, yeah, they were just, like, sick and just whole feeling like shit for the whole week. And then after the week, it was fine.
Yeah, like, you definitely feel like shit, but, I mean, it's not like, I mean, you don't think you're going to die because of it. You're sick, you know?
Yeah. So you watched the fights?
Yeah, I did. I watched it. It was pretty dope. I liked it. I had fun.
You fucking paid the 90 bucks, huh?
Yeah. Which is cool. I mean, it is what it is.
I know, dude. We should have, like, FaceTimed or something.
That's what I was thinking. I was going to, but I just spaced it because Desert. I was watching with Desert's brother, and then he had his cousin come over or something. He's like, I don't know. Yeah, he didn't give a fuck if he got COVID. So I was like, all right, well, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, I want to watch the fight. Fuck it. It's worth it.
Pretty much.
Dude, I'm so happy Dustin Poirier won.
Yeah, that was cool. Like, he's a really good fighter, and he's a cool dude. Like, he's really cool.
Well, he's just a fucking awesome dude. I was just talking about it before the break. You should check out the latest episode of him on Theo Von's podcast, man.
I have to check it out for sure. Yeah, no, he's a cool dude. I mean, even McGregor showed respect to him the whole
time. Like that. I talked about that too, man. Like, that shit made my heart warm. He was like, you know, that shit was really cool. It was really cool to see.
Yeah, you don't see it too often. I mean, you've seen it with Cowboy when he fought him.
Yeah, and that was cool too.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, I hope this, like, these next two fights are going to be good. Like, I promise you.
Yeah, because he's supposed to be fighting again this year, supposedly.
Yeah, they're just trying to set up another fight with him. I just don't know who his next opponent is going to be. Like, hell, in the interview, they were all like, oh, you're going to try to fight Nate again? And he was like, yeah, I would go against Nate again, but that's up to him.
I think he should fight Jorge, dude.
Jorge? Ooh.
Masvidal.
Yeah.
I love Jorge's my favorite fighter right now, dude. I love Jorge. Yeah,
he's like one of my favorites too. Him and like Israel Adesanya.
Yes, dude. Him and Stylebender. They're on the cover of UFC 4.
Yeah, they're both fucking raw. They're fucking badass, and I think it's dope. Fucking Jorge Masvidal. He used to fight
Kimbo.
I don't know if he fought Kimbo, but I know he fought Kimbo.
He fought Kimbo.
I know he fought Kimbo's prodigy way back in the day.
No, he fought Kimbo too.
Which is crazy to me. Like,
yeah, right. And Kimbo got in like way quicker and he fucking passed away.
Jorge Masvidal actually might be my favorite fighter right now. I can't wait till his next fight. Who did he lost his last fight, but I don't even know who it was too.
It wasn't a great fight.
Who's Adesanya's next fight?
I don't know who I can't remember who he fought though. Look it up, Anton.
Because I think Adesanya has the next fight coming up.
Was he fighting for the championship? He might have been fighting for the championship.
He might have been coming at the belt.
He might have fought, what's his name?
I like the way he carries himself too, man. He, like, you know what I mean? He don't give a fuck about nobody.
Fuck no.
No, I thought it was so badass when he knocked out Van Askren with the fucking...
With the knee, bro? Quickest knockout in UFC history.
Dude, that shit was so clean.
And if you play the video back, bro, that shit is nuts, bro.
He is going... Oh, shit. Actually, on the 6th of March.
Oh, yeah?
He going for the next title against fucking, I don't even know his name, John Blachowicz.
Blachowicz?
Yeah, Blachowicz.
Blachowicz?
I don't know what the... It's B-L-A-C-H-O-W-I-C-Z.
Blachowicz.
Blachowicz. So, yeah.
Jan Blachowicz.
So, yeah, on the March 6th of March.
Welterweight belt or middleweight?
Nah, light heavyweight belt.
Light heavyweight? No shit. Yep. Okay.
For the light heavyweight.
Man, belt. Yeah, him and fucking Connor should fight, man.
Dude, that would be a fucking fight.
That'd be a sick ass fight.
Adesanya's going to win that fight, though. I'm not going to lie.
Who?
If he was going against Connor, Adesanya's winning.
Oh, yeah, for
not
sure.
Not going to deny that. Adesanya's too fast for Connor.
Yeah.
Like,
he's the new fucking Spider Silva, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He legit is. He might even be better. He's like just really fine-tuned.
Yeah, and he's just like, you know, he's a style bender. He's wild.
That's why I tell y'all.
Like, the last guy he fought was like hell. Like he was like strong as hell and shit. And Adesanya's team made him look like trash.
Like, if all black people were built like that, nigga, y'all be scared.
He's a scary person. I mean, his kicks and he's just versatile. He can throw elbows. Like he can hit you from 8 different like weird angles. Like
yeah, bro. It is weird. Like I'm not gonna lie, his fighting style throws me off sometimes.
So what's up, man? What the fuck you been doing the past time in your quarantine?
For the most part, just watching TV. I don't know. Just it's been really boring to be honest. Just YouTube.
You had the gaming out, man. You ain't hit me up. We could have got down to some games or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't even really been playing games. Like, I don't know. I played a little bit of 2K, and I was like one day I played it hella.
I saw that the other day. You got some trophies.
Yo, real, real. I almost got UFC 4, too, like, the other day.
Dude, you
got
to get it. It's good.
Because, I mean, when we were playing it that one day, that shit's clean. Like, that shit's fun.
No, dude, it's pretty sick. The custom dude that I made, already fucking, I won 2 belts.
Oh, that's sick.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I got the middleweight and the light heavyweight.
It's actually sick.
I'm undisputed champion right now, dude. And I'm fucking, I have never lost.
I think Bucks won this.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
What's happening right now? 31-26. A minute. Oh, that's over, yeah, dog. Fuck. Are you watching it? What's going down?
Yeah.
What's going down right now?
Just got saved with the fucking flag. And Packers didn't use their last time out. I don't think there's enough time.
Who's got the ball?
Bucks.
So I'm kind of hoping, man, dude, I do not want to see Brady win his seventh ring.
Nah, son. This is the NFC Championship, right?
Yep.
Yeah, this is the season that goes to the bowl.
Oh, come on.
Fuck, man. I really want the Packs to go, man.
So do I.
I mean, maybe there's like one, maybe it's one of those things where it's like if they do everything right, maybe they'll have like 8 seconds to do something. I mean, which would be cool because, I mean, at least then they have a chance. If it's one of those things where it's like they just got to run out the time, that's kind of gay.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, well, I'm just watching this to end pretty much.
Yeah.
Or hoping like a miracle to happen.
I know, right?
Hey, what should we call this episode?
I don't know what you guys were talking about previously.
We've been talking about mainly just.
We
a
talked
lot
about
of
stuff. Some politics. We talked about a lot of movies. We talked about King Kong a lot. A lot of fighting. A lot of UFC fighting.
Yeah,
talked about fighting.
It was a lot of fighting. Actually,
a lot of fight talk. Like, yeah,
it was a lot of fighting. Shit,
a lot of fight talk. Yeah.
Like the capital fight, the fucking Kong.
Yeah,
like,
we talked about. Yeah, well, because we haven't gotten together since fucking.
Fucking call this episode.
The
fight,
20 right? Since at the day after Christmas. So I was like, fuck, a lot of shit has happened. So I tried to cover the basis of everything that's kind of happened. You know, the takeover at the Capitol, the inauguration.
Yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah, Trump's going to start his own fucking TV channel for news.
And everything's pretty. Yeah, damn shit. Every little thing that we've been talking about has to do with something.
Then the McGregor fight. Talked about some other shit that's got to do with Chris D'Elia and Zack Snyder. And yeah, dude. Other than that, dude, fucking one. We saved the special event for the last fucking half hour. This will be an hour and a half now.
No, fuck yeah.
Yeah, right. Dude.
Yeah, well, I mean, that makes sense, though, because
it's been a minute, and like, you know, it happened. And I meant to do something fucking, you know, previously, but, you know, it just didn't happen yet.
I can't wait to hear this one, considering there's – because you're using – are you using two or are you using one? Because I'm not sure if you ever got the adapter.
No, man. I found it, bro, but it's not – it's – I got to get it just – I just got to get a new laptop, bro.
Oh, a new laptop?
It just is what it is. Yeah, man.
Ah, damn.
Even that – either that or we might – I got to figure something out.
Yeah.
I got to step the tech up. I mean, we got – we're using the new mic now, though. It's fucking crispy.
Nice. Dude. But yeah, I see what you're saying. Just gotta upgrade.
Yeah, just gotta upgrade, man. And you know, this Chromebook's taking me a long way, but it's time to upgrade.
Yeah, which, you know, it serves it. It is its thing, but.
Yeah, no, and it's like, it doesn't take down the importance of it. Like, now we are fucking, you know, we're fucking one step closer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah.
I don't know what they're doing right now. There's a lawn booth review going on with the Packers and this, and I don't know what's going on.
What happened? What happened? Lead us through it. Talk us through it.
I was wondering why. Was that one talk us through this entire time?
Well, because I don't even know what they're booth reviewing because I have it on mute right now. I don't see. I don't know what they
were. Turn that shit up. Go ahead and listen to it. Big
story company.
Oh, man, dude. I swear to God, I do not want to see Brady in his. In the Super Bowl again.
Nah, man.
And if that's the case, I kind of want the Chiefs to win tonight's game against the Bills.
Yes. I'd like to see that Super Bowl. Hey, and if that happens, we got to go party at my fucking Uncle Ian's. KC boys, baby. Chiefs.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Goddamn, I go for KC all the way. Because, I mean, the only reason why I didn't want them to win was because they already won. But, I mean, I'd way rather see them get another championship than Brady to get his seventh.
I don't know, man. And Mahomes is a beast, dude.
If Brady wins another championship, that just gives more fuel for ESPN to suck his dick more than they already do.
Is KC playing right now?
No, they're going to play after this game. They're going to play the Bills.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You going to watch that, too?
Yeah, I'm gonna watch that one too. I mean, hey, these are important. Yeah, come on, stop him. Fumble. I think they have a chance to get the ball back. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Oh, it don't look like it though.
It's fuck.
How much time is left?
Like a minute 30.
Oh shit. God damn it, man. They could still do it. Right? They could still tie it up, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they were to somehow get the ball back and then score, they'd win.
If they'd have a good punt return, yeah.
Fuck, dude. They got to make something happen.
But I honestly, the Bucks
only way how I see them winning is pick six or a good punt return and then a good fucking and then a good way to the touchdown. That's the only way how I see them winning.
I gotta take a piss. I'll be right back.
Keep talking.
Like right now, as it is, I was praying that fucking it was gonna be Green Bay, but nah. When I fucking woke up and I saw that first quarter, I feel like I knew it was gonna be Bucks. I'm not even gonna lie.
Well, I mean, the Bucks were up 28-10. They were up by 18 at one point.
I know, and that was fucking sad. Like seeing that shit, I was like, bro, really? Like, you gotta be fucking serious, shitting me, because I'm not trying to see Brady. Because no, fucking didn't Brady win last year? Or was that Mahomes? Who won last year?
It was Mahomes.
Okay, it was Mahomes. Okay,
but that was Brady wasn't even in that one. That was Niners and KC.
Right. Yeah, that was Niners. Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to see. Yeah. Oh, I hope KC wins tonight, and then KC stomps them in the Super Bowl. That just sucks. I'll go for Packers all the way, so that'd be cool.
So was I. I was praying.
It's over, huh?
It's it looks like it.
It's 3rd and 10 with a minute.
I see 3 and 5 with 48 seconds left, and it's not moving no more. I think they might have a couple of seconds to do something, but who knows?
Yeah, they're probably not going to even take it, man. Hey,
Brady's good. Not Brady. I mean, fucking Rodgers is good with the Hail Marys.
They're probably not even going to try, you know?
Yeah, Rodgers is a Hail Mary king, bro. We'll see here. Can they stop him here? Nope, Bucks got the first down.
Oh, it's over. Yeah,
Dunzo.
Brady's back in the Super Bowl again. You look at him, he's all smiling like a faggot. Oh, shit, dude, every fucking year.
Every fucking year, man.
Dude, this week has been a shit week for me, like, weekend-wise, like, for, like, fucking sports.
Yeah.
God damn it, dude.
Tell me about it, man.
I have to just play one, bro. I was going for McGregor.
You talking...
And then today, I was like, please let the fucking Packers win since he lost. And, of course, they lose. It's like, motherfucker, dude.
Dude, I've been having a shit.
Did you put money on McGregor?
No, I didn't put no money down. I was thinking about it, but I was like, I already spent, like, you know, so much money on the match.
I was thinking about slapping 100 towards my Uncle Ian, because I knew Dustin was going to win. I fucking should have did it.
Oh, yeah, you definitely should have done it.
I'd have been $200. I'd have been $200 up right now.
Where fucking... Why did the Buccaneers just call a timeout with 2 seconds left? What the fuck are they doing?
What? What's happening? Are they flaunting?
It looks like it a little bit.
They're flaunting, huh?
Oh, no. You know what I think happened? I think they had a... I think there was just enough time left where they had to snap it, but they were going to get, like, a delay game, so they took a timeout instead.
Oh. So they're trying to just rub in the points?
Oh, my God. This is heartbreaking.
Oh, Jesus. God.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, bad.
I wanted to see Aaron. Yeah, I wanted to see him get another chip.
Oh, yeah, man. Hell, yeah. It'd have been awesome to see the Packers go again. But honestly, I mean, it'll be cool to see, like, if the Buccaneers – it'll be cool to see the Buccaneers go to the Super Bowl again. It just sucks because it's Brady.
Yeah, fuck the Buccaneers.
Yeah, because if he wins, that's his seventh, you know, goddamn title, and you know they're going to be like, everyone in the world is going to be like, oh, Brady's the greatest of all time. It's like,
he's the GOAT.
Well, you can't say he ain't.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can't, like, it sucks, man, because, like, you can hate him, but, you know,
still... The only thing is this, though, too, because people are like, oh, like, Brady went to a whole different team. Yeah, he did, but they also stacked him with players around him.
Yeah.
Gronkowski's fucking weirdo ass came out of retirement to join him on the Bucks. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then they got Antonio Brown. They fucking got Leonard Fournette. Like, all these just acquisitions that, you know, it seems like the NFL just kind of handed Brady.
Another fucking ring.
It feels like that, you know what I mean? Like, oh, God. He didn't even play that good in this game. Motherfucker threw 3 interceptions.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No shit, dude.
He played good in the first quarter, or first half, but that second half, I don't think he did really shit. He threw 3 interceptions in the second half.
God damn, dude. That's crazy.
Like, the only thing I'm mad about is the Saints game. We're fucking, we were doing good the first half. And then out of nowhere.
I was wanting you guys to win that one, too.
Dude, trust me. Like, man. Out of nowhere, this motherfucker said, nah, y'all thought.
Well, you know, I honestly, like, that shit felt like some bullshit because, man, like, Breece, I think he threw, like, three interceptions that game, and like two of them were off the hands of like Jared Cook.
Yeah,
like Jared Cook was buns that game, dude. That, I was that like, did what happen. The fuck? Like, he's supposed to be like a really good tight end, and that fool like literally, I think like sold.
No, I was gonna say he was fucking up most of the whole game.
Yeah, that pissed me off, man. Because I mean,
and it's funny because the game before dude, that he was fucking solid.
Buccaneers, dude, I hate him. I hate Brady. Oh God!
I feel like the fucking whole. Whole shit's rigged. It's rigged for Brady.
I don't think so.
They win now. Fucking Brees is going to retirement, dude.
Exactly.
Drew Brees is retiring. Oh, what the fuck are you guys gonna do?
Like, oh, Brady made these two retire. Like,
trust me, I don't know,
dude. The Saints are fucked.
I don't know what we're gonna do next year. Next year, it's a coin toss.
Well, no, your guys' running back is. I mean,
yeah, Alvin Kamara is good, but
the boy's wild.
That's damn near almost all we got.
Yeah.
Hold up, I'll be right back. Hold on. Call me.
All right. Oh, man, dude.
Like, besides Michael Thomas, like, all we really got is Alvin Kamara.
Football's fucked right now anyway, dude. Fucking, especially for my team, dude. Kirk Cousins, that motherfucker ain't doing.
Tyson Hill's not that bad, though.
Like, Tyson Hill's cool.
Like, he's been playing good. He's been playing decent.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna lie.
Is that your second string?
Yeah, I think it's their second string.
I think I saw him playing.
Yeah, he played. He was killing it. Yeah, when Breeze was out for a little bit, yeah, he was playing. Yeah.
He was playing pretty good.
He was doing his thing. Like, he was getting
Johnny from around the corner was done. Letting me know about that shit.
So, like, honestly, like, the way I see it, next year will probably be good for us. We get a couple of good draft picks, and then we should be fine. Like, we should probably be making it back to the playoffs.
Hey, no, we need to talk about this, right?
What's up?
We need to talk about my Eagles because we got the number 6 draft pick this year.
You guys got rid of Andy Reid too. That's wild.
We got and we got a new head coach. We got rid of Doug Peterson, which
Doug Peterson.
Goddamn time.
Doug Peterson.
I did not want to get rid of Doug Peterson.
Nah, bro.
Oh wait, was that who you? Or did you guys Ben get rid of Andy Reid?
Yeah, well, yeah. He was our first head coach way back in the day. He was with us.
Oh, okay, my bad. So it was Doug Peterson who got dropped. My bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Andy Reid didn't get dropped recently, right? He got dropped a long time ago.
But we all right, cool. He was our head coach for things like
no, but I remember because remember on Super Bowl day, Doug Peterson.
Doug Peterson, yeah, big balls, Doug. Yeah, fucking.
Oh,
I did not
want to
get rid of Doug Peterson, man.
Doug Peterson.
I ain't even gonna lie, y'all kind of need to get rid of Doug Peterson.
I don't think, man, it rose me. I think we just needed an offensive coordinator because we didn't have one this year. So Doug Peterson did all the play calling.
Mm-hmm.
When we went to the Super Bowl, we had an offensive coordinator. So I think we just needed to take the play calling out of his hands and give it to someone else. But keep him as a head coach.
Yeah.
So we got a new head coach. His name's Nick Sirianni. He was, I guess, the offensive coordinator for the Colts. So he's offensive minded. So, I mean, even though I'm not happy getting rid of Doug Peterson, I'm still.
Y'all got a good backup. Huh? I say y'all got to get back up. If he was the Colts offensive coordinator, then yeah, y'all should be fine.
Yeah, and then I think we're looking for an offensive coordinator as well because he became the head coach. So I think we're looking for an offensive coordinator and our defensive coordinator, Jim Schwartz. He retired this year.
Oh shit!
So there's a lot of big changes, a lot of big moves.
Yeah, y'all do got a lot of big shit going on.
I don't know if y'all heard about because we got the 6th round draft pick, right?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
We lost the last game to the Redskins. And had we won, we would have got the 9th pick in the draft.
Yeah.
And then the Redskins wouldn't have went to the playoffs.
Hey, how dare you? It's the Washington football team.
Oh, yeah. The Washington no-name team, yeah. but anyways, a lot of people were mad, or at least Giants fans were, because had we won, they would have went to the playoffs, right? And they were trying to say that our team is disgraceful to the game because we tanked. But honestly, we didn't like obviously tank. And plus, what does it matter to them?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like, why would we win so they can go to the playoffs and we get a worse draft pick?
Yeah.
Like, what does that do for us?
Yeah.
That does nothing. Like, I'm sorry. Like, if it was the other way around, yeah, I'd be pissed because I'd be like, those fucking Giants, they didn't win, so now we can't go to the playoffs. But honestly, they weren't a good team either, so it's not they were going to get first rounded too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. If it was anybody else's team, I mean, I'm pretty sure they would rather tank at that point and get the three picks ahead than to win the game for another, you know, team to go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's your rival as well. Like, come on.
Exactly. Like, I don't understand, like, why the Giants would even – like, me think, looking at it from the outside in, I still don't even understand why Giants players would even – or not players, fans would even get mad at the bullshit. Like, it's not their fault that y'all even suck anyway. Like,
so. That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all I think they finished the season – I think they finished it 6-10. It's like, do you really feel like you're a playoff caliber team at that point, 6-10?
Yeah. I thought it was 5-11.
I think it was 6-10, and then I think the Redskins went to the playoffs, and they were like 7-9.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that – okay, that makes sense.
The Eagles finished with a shitty fucking 4, a 4 or something in a tie.
Shit, dude, how do you think I feel? This motherfucker's team broke records against my team on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah, we did. We literally did.
Fucking stomp my ass on Christmas Day, dog.
That was beautiful.
That was my present from him.
Pretty fucking much, dude. Just
I remember hitting him up, too. Each play.
Yeah, Alvin Kamara had, what, 6 running touchdowns?
Yeah, and then fucking I think Michael Thomas came. I think that was when Michael Thomas came back, and I think got a touchdown, too.
Bro, and think about it. Where were those 6 touchdowns against the fucking Buccaneers?
Man? I know.
I have to be watching the fucking Buccaneers go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, for sure.
Bro, trust me. I know. And I'm just like, this is why I think the whole bullshit's rigged. Just like, I feel like we just gave it to Brady just to give it to him.
Sometimes I feel like it is, then sometimes I don't. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know,
it's
man.
One of those things where I feel like it's only rigged.
It's always a fucking toss-up. Yeah. I think NBA is a little fucking switched up sometimes, though. NBA is a little shady.
NBA is fucking...
That's another thing, too. If I see LeBron James get one more fucking ring, god damn it, dude.
Dude, I know, man.
I don't hate LeBron. It's just I hate his fans. And I think it's kind of the same way with Brady.
It is. Yeah. It is exactly that.
Because they're just like strong dick riders, man.
Like, I respect the goatness and I respect the grind and the game. I just don't respect the fans.
Yeah.
The fans make
the type of hype that they produce.
Yeah, it's like, bad.
I hate those people that are like, oh, I don't like a certain team. I just like this player. It's like, that's kind of – that's weird. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I
like,
feel
like
that.
Like, wherever LeBron go, I go. It's like, you kind of – it feels like bandwagon-ish almost. You know
what
I
mean? That is bandwagon.
That is – that's exactly what bandwagon is, man.
It's like, I'm just going to follow this one player. Like,
yeah.
I would say the only way I'm kind of like that with, and I'm not even – it's not even the same because, like – wherever D Rose goes, I root for him, but I don't necessarily root for that team. I just root for D Rose.
Yeah, no, exactly. I feel you there.
I don't really care if they win or lose. I just hope D Rose goes the fuck off.
Dude, like I said this to him earlier, man. I think I'm switching up, man. I think I'm going fucking Golden State.
I mean, Golden State's raw, man. And Curry, he's been.
And I love Curry. Like, I love Curry. Like, I always have.
I always love Curry.
Like, you know what I mean? And I feel like I feel like if you say that, they're like, oh, you like Curry. You're like, but he's a fucking beast.
He just surpassed, what's his name, for second most three-pointers made all time.
Yeah, dude. So, I mean, like, why is it bad to love him?
Right? Yeah, why? And he kept LeBron from getting extra chips. So, I mean, I ain't hating on that.
Yep.
Yeah, I was gonna say if he stops LeBron, I'm fine with it. Like,
we're pulling up on the last minute, my brother.
Oh yeah, nice.
That's gonna be a nice.
You want to send any fucking send offs?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to watch the Chiefs and Bills game. It's gonna start in 10 minutes. Fuck
that's
Brady.
What's up. Hell yeah, I like that. Go Birds.
Yeah, man,
no.
The Just Trashians. No, I love you.
Man. Just Trashians, boy. Just yes, trash-ians. Sir. I like that. All right, brother.
That's beautiful. Love you.
Love you, brother.
Later.
Oh, man, that was badass. Dude, the way it sounded on here was real good. We'll preview this shit right now. But, man, love you guys. Thanks for listening. Hopefully you fucking made it this far. It was good talk.
You did.
Got the boy God in. Bless he's you. Got COVID. Hopefully he's good and he comes back.
Hopefully, I pray.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
We're fucking back, baby. You know what it is, dude. Boys are back in town.
It is crazy how small that nigga was.
He was very small.
In 2017, that nigga was tiny.
And Kong's just a little bit bigger now, huh?
Yeah, no, Kong's fucking a lot bigger than he was.
Is he really? He was growing too then, huh? Mm-hmm.
Kong,
are they always growing? Or?
Yeah, at the time of Kong Skull Island, Kong was actually technically
still
like 8 years old, like 8 or 9, something like that.
Yeah, because I remember in the movie they said he's still growing.
Yeah,
the crazy dude, he's always gonna get bigger.
Yeah, it's like he's only gonna get bigger. Like he was still a baby technically in Kong Skull Island. So fucking
dude, I like kid. I like that fucking John C. Reilly in the Kong movie. they put a man on the moon. What'd they do? Leave him up there? That was the best fucking part, dude.
I always thought about how the fuck did they put.
You know, the first time I watched that movie, dude. Last time me and my dad were still working together. Last time we got a hotel room together. That shit was lit.
Oh damn, that's
shout out to Pops.
That's a wild.
Shout out to Pops, baby. But yeah, no, dude, I fucking John C. Reilly's the best. Anyway, dude, you wanted to get into the Shia LaBeouf stuff.
Oh,
what's going on with that? I know nothing. Crazy. I just know he's in trouble
again. All right, so basically everything that's been going on is that he has been having domestic disputes with his old lady, shit like that, fucking verbal, and I think physical abuse to her, a couple of his friends and shit like that over the years, like him doing fucking alcohol, drugs, shit like that. Like it's been getting
he's been out of control and shit. Yeah, he's been known to do that since he's been young.
Yeah, so like he's been getting out of control, shit like that, fucking relapsing, shit like that, and then fucking he was landed a deal with Marvel going to be in one of the future movies that are coming out. I think in Phase 5, he was gonna play an X-Men character.
Oh,
we don't know which X-Men character.
You know what it is.
A lot of people are thinking it's Iceman.
I'm thinking it's Wolverine. Iceman.
No. They have somebody else in plan for Wolverine, but no, they want a Shia LaBeouf for Iceman.
He'd have been a cold-ass Iceman.
Oh, fuck yeah. He would have been a dope-ass Iceman. But fucking, they decided... Well, actually, they haven't even said anything yet. Like, they don't even... Like, nobody knows if they're going to just say, fuck it, just leave it as is, or if they're going to give it time to see how everything
just
plays out.
Just give it time, man. Let the boy get time. He'll come back.
Exactly.
He always does.
Y'all, it's like, it's all
the way in Phase 5. Exactly. That's what he does. He kills shit for a while, and then he fucking falls off, and then he comes back, and he kills it again.
Exactly.
It's just what he does, dude. Let the boy live.
Gotta just let him
chill. Let the boy strive, like, let him find his creed. Like, dude, when you're that good of a fucking actor, then it's like,
yeah,
you're gonna keep, like, you know what I mean? The more fucked up you are, that's how usually always the best, you know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much.
Usually, not man, or at some point you become stale, like, or you know what I mean? Or you're almost the same character every time. Like,
yeah, damn near.
Like Denzel a little bit. Like, Denzel, Denzel's still the best. I don't give a fuck. I watch anything that Denzel drops. But it's Denzel.
It's damn near the same shit.
You know, it's Denzel. You know what I mean?
It, like, it really is.
It's gonna,
like,
you just know it's going to be a cold motherfucker. Like,
pretty much. Like, he's going to be a cold-hearted bastard majority of the
movie. I want to watch that movie Fences, though. I've seen that speech that he gives to his son in that movie, and I'm like, man, I need to watch that fucking movie.
I seen that speech. That shit hit me.
You know what's funny is I see shit like that and I think about you. I'm like, my boy.
Yeah, that shit.
I'm like, I just hope my boy gets greatness.
Yeah, I be feeling some type of.
I'm like, you just deserve greatness. Like, I swear to God, that's the funniest fucking thing. You know what I mean? Because like, when white guys are like, I have a black friend, they mean that shit. That really comes from their heart.
They mean that shit.
You know what I mean? And that shit comes off wrong. But like, they're like, that's something people mean, bro. Like, that's what I want you to know. As a white person, we mean that shit in our hearts. Like, we're like, I got a black friend, man. I love that motherfucker. Nah, dude, any movie I watch like that, like 12 Years a Slave, anything, man, I'm like, my boy. No, like, my boy deserves greatness.
Oh, man, I pray to God I never do some shit like that.
Nah, hell no, nah, man. I've been wanting to watch oh, fuck. No, I don't want to get into that. Or maybe. I saw this trailer a couple years, probably a year ago, year and a half, maybe even two. It was a trailer for this movie. It kind of looked Get Out kind of vibes. It's got the dude who played Easy. No, I already got that. I watched it. That's a good one. But, no, I don't know what the name of the movie is, but it's got... Oh, fuck. It's got the dude who played Eazy-E. And, oh, fuck. Nah, I don't know. I don't want to get into that. Fuck. Fucking Shia LaBeouf, though, dude.
I feel bad for Shia LaBeouf, not going to lie. Like, I pray and hope to God that he still is a part of Marvel and shit like that. Because, honestly, the whole Marvel lineup that's going down so far is fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And to get him on it would be fucking
great. Oh, yeah. And regardless, like, he's going to fucking still kill shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's going to be epic still. Fuck, another thing I wanted to get into while we're talking about movies and shit. Zack Snyder's fucking zombie movie coming out. Can you look up the name? I forgot the name real quick.
Yeah, I got you. I'll look it up real quick.
But man, this goes all the way back to the whole Chris D'Elia thing. And I'm still upset about it because I'm a big Chris D'Elia fan, man. And I don't know, man. Like, it's bad. It looks bad. But it happened a long time ago. It's like, it's nothing that can't be redeemable. You know what I mean? And nothing has been totally proven. Nothing is stone cold. Like,
Army of the Dead?
Army of the Dead, yes. And, but nothing, it's just,
honestly, the cast
so,
is stacked.
Because, yeah, the cast is great, dude. And it's bullshit because they pulled him and replaced him with Tig Notaro, which is also, like, a fellow, another comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, and it's just, like, Theo Rossi? Okay.
And it's almost just bullshit to me because it's like, she's, like, a feminist and a lesbian and a thing. And it almost just seems like it's cancel culture bullshit, dude. Like, they're just replacing him with, oh, let's get rid of this guy. He's so fucking bad. You know what I mean? Let's kill him. Kill his career. He's done. Fuck him. Let's waste all this money. Reshoot all these fucking scenes. He's out.
Right.
Bam. Let's fucking bring in this chick who's a feminist and a strong supporter because it looks way better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, I just feel like it's bullshit, dude. And, like, and what's really bullshit to me is Dave Bautista is, like, the lead actor in it, right? He fought for James Gunn's bullshit when James Gunn took all that heat for all his, like, pedophilic Twitter shit, all his dumb jokes and shit like that. I mean, that shit was pretty fucking sus, too. But he stood up for that hardcore, but he couldn't stand up for Chris D'Elia, dude.
Well, that depends. You didn't really know Chris D'Elia like that.
I know, dude, but still. Dude.
Like, he spent a good long year with that nigga.
That is true, man. That is true. But still, man, like, I don't know. It's just like you're just going to pick and choose your battles to what benefits you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how some people are, though.
Yeah, I know, man. And I know it's just the business and it's cutthroat. But
dude, trust me. Like, if we get deep into business like that, that's how we got to be sometimes. Like, honestly, like, if there was some shit situation where it happened in between me and you, I wouldn't be mad if you did it. I would understand. I'd be pissed, but I'd understand at least.
No, I know. But
probably
swing
on you.
But we'd talk about it,
definitely,
dude.
Definitely swing.
But what do you mean? Like, in, like, business-wise? Like, if something had to happen to where you had to get excluded?
Yeah, it's where I had to get excluded, but you had to go on.
Nah, dude, I need you on
more than me.
Nah, dude, nah.
Like, I wouldn't, like, I'd be a little, like, butthurt, but at the same time, just like.
No, we're bringing the forefront together. I don't give a fuck, dude. If we have to go straight to Patreon.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You will go straight to Patreon.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck that shit. You know what I mean? If that's what we will have, like, you know what I mean? We might even get penalized for some shit we're saying. I'm surprised we haven't yet, but we're still little.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're still kind of small. So
we're still little. But, hey, the plays are there. The plays are showing.
Yeah.
That was plays are up.
Like, thank you, guys.
The only thing is we just got to stay consistent.
Yeah.
And so another plan I've been thinking, follow, like, you know, a lot of comedy shit. Top shit that we talk about that we're interested in and send that shit to me. I'll share it to our fucking story.
What do you mean?
DM the cast with interesting shit on Instagram and I'll start sharing a lot more shit on our story and we'll start talking about shit.
Okay.
And then I'm trying to step up the media game. I've been sharing a lot more shit on there lately.
I need to step my shit up too. Like, honestly, like, I need that back up on Facebook.
And we're actually using the brand new mic right now. It's the same mic as we've had. The boy Shiloh came through with the mic, and we were gonna fucking rip off the two fucking mics, but the splitter I had doesn't work with this. It just I'm just gonna have to get a better laptop through and through.
Within time, we'll get better.
It's just a little Chromebook, man. But you know what? It's been getting the fucking job done.
It has. It really has.
And I love this fucking Chromebook. It's funny because you can't download Disney Plus or Netflix, but you can fucking just go on Google, type your shit in, bam, there.
Wow, that's fucking crazy. That's fucked up.
No, dude, it's crazy, dude. It's funny how little this thing does, but what I can use it for, I utilize the fuck out of. So I love it, dude. I love this little Chromebook. I've gone so far with this little Chromebook.
I was gonna say, if it gets the job done, it gets the job done,
dude. Yeah, I designed our cover on this. I did all kinds of shit on this thing.
That's fucking dope.
This is our whole studio setup right here, dude.
I
love
it. It only grows with time.
No, yeah, and it's gonna get better. It's gonna get better. It's already getting better.
Once we start getting paid more, start fucking being able to put more money into shit.
Yeah, just more into production after I get the basement set up and we got the dungeon ready. It's going to be good.
Definitely we set up a Patreon. You motherfuckers better get on.
Yeah. So what do you think, man? So the special thing we were saving as a surprise, we're going to call Shiloh. Because we got some special news from the boy.
If the bitch answers.
But, no, I already got confirmation. Oh, we're good. Oh. Yeah, but we are already about 10 minutes deep. We got about 20 minutes left. So I'm thinking we do the hour and a half.
Yeah, we could.
All right, dude. Let's just keep riffing. All
right. Wait, what was the special news? From him or from me?
From him.
Oh, from him?
Oh, we are. Okay. Yes, dude. I love it. All right. Next topic. So, my buddy boy right here. My buddy boy. Give me drum roll. Hey, he's got some news. All right. Come on.
Well, for my family, I'm pretty sure if you guys ever do listen to this, I'm sorry I didn't tell y'all earlier, but yeah. I'm a dad again.
A dad twice.
With the second kid.
With the same person.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Hey, I'm always going to be the same person.
I was talking about stat-wise. No.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding, man.
But, yeah, I'm about to be fucking having my second kid coming on the way.
That's fucking nuts, dude. How far along is she?
Well, we've known about it since, I want to say, like, the end of December.
No shit.
It was, like, either the end of December or the end of Thanksgiving. One of the two.
Okay, so this is new. Like, so she might be, like, a December baby, man.
No. This baby's going to be coming out around... Probably, maybe before September.
Wow.
Yeah.
October, baby.
Maybe.
That'd be cool, dude. If you guys had a close birthday.
Yeah, it would be cool.
Dude, that'd be nuts if it was on your birthday.
If it was, I'd be tripping out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I highly doubt it'd be on my birthday. Fucking usually for that, we would have to be fucking around Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
For it to be on my birthday.
That's nuts though, dude.
Dude, it was nuts fucking finding out, like, because, like, we were both just, like, it was, like, a whole month.
What did you feel? Like, were you, like, fuck, or were you, like, cool, or was it a bit of both?
Honestly, it was a bit of both. It was more like...
It was more like, damn, I gotta go take a shit real quick.
No, it was more like, damn.
Did your heart fall in your fucking stomach real quick?
No, because, like, for me, it happened with the first kid, too. It was always a feeling. Like, something just clicked in me that I knew.
Well, I mean, man, if you're busting hard, like,
yeah,
some busts are different. You're like, that one was too good.
I know, right? You're like, nah, that one
got you thinking right after. As soon as you pull out, like, as soon as you're done, you pull out, you're like, fuck, son.
No. I'm not even gonna lie, because, like, I had the feeling for, like, a good, like, 2-3 weeks straight. And then I went up to her and I started talking to her about it. And then she was like, yeah, I think I'm pregnant. And I was like, yeah, I fucking knew it.
Damn, I was son. Like,
I fucking knew it.
You already been through the first round. So now you knew. Like, now you knew the prelims.
Dude, even the first round, I was like, I fucking killed her and asked her. Because, like, I had a feeling. And, like, it's just been something with me. I don't know why. I just have a sense about that shit. Even when it was a gender reveal, before everybody even knew.
Bet on the girl.
I told everybody. I was like, it's a girl.
I was hoping for a girl.
I knew it was.
Dude, she's getting so big. Oh, she can run now.
My daughter is getting big.
Oh, yeah. It was nice. When we went to go pick the boy up, brought the girl out. Mom's got to say hi.
She was
running around. Got to pick her up. Ooh.
Man, she is fucking
She's big. So cute,
she's
man.
Bad as shit, though, dude. Oh, my Lord.
She's causing, like, havoc. Huh?
Nah, fucking me and her grandmother over here making food and stuff like that, giving her breakfast and shit. And then I'm trying to get her to eat. She says no. Smacks the table. I say no. Then she grabs the plate and then throws it on the ground.
Oh, fuck, dog. Oh, shit. Like,
okay, then fuck it. I get her up. Just
Is
set
it
her
plastic,
down.
Plastic plate?
What? Yeah, plastic plate.
Okay, thank God.
Plastic plate and then throws it on the ground. She grabs it and then just throws it. And I'm just like, wow.
Damn, like that. She got your attitude.
Fuck yes, she does. She definitely
did. Yo, that girl is you, bro. That girl, little girl, you. That shit is funny.
That little girl is mean as fuck.
That shit was, I still can't let that go. That shit was funny as fuck. She was running from her mom right there, and then she ran across them rocks. And then she turned around like, you ain't getting past these rocks. I beat you.
Dude, she doesn't cry. Like,
no?
Nah, like, the only time she'll cry is if she gets a whooping. That's the only time she'll cry. But if she falls or hit something or runs into something, she'll just look at it, stare at it, smack it, and then walk away.
What?
And I'm just like,
that's gangster. All
right, then, little nigga. Like, I remember the fucking dog came out of nowhere running, and Kane just, like, hit her, knocked her over. She got up,
looked at Kane, pushed him, and then just walked away. And I'm just like, God damn.
That's fucking gangster.
I'm just like, this little girl don't give a fuck. And I'm just like, man, it's going to be bad taking her into preschool. She going to fuck some little kid up. Like, that's all I can tell. Like, I know she going to swing on somebody. And I'm just like, yeah, that's definitely my kid. Like, dude, my that's kid awesome. Don't say shit. She just swing.
Dude, that's awesome, man. It's weird, too, man. Like, you know, getting in the mix of trying to be like an uncle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know I don't fucking come around enough, you know what I mean? I don't see her enough, but like I got a lot of shit going on too.
Oh, dude, it's like that with my family. Like trying to be an uncle and trying to be like, oh, happy and chill and all fun with the other kids, it's weird.
Like, yeah, it's weird. Like, it is weird, you know what I mean? Like she's all standing there and I'm like, hey, like, you know,
yeah, just like, sup?
Hi there. Like, no, what the but you know, saying? You just gotta like get in. You just gotta pick them up. Like, yeah. What's up? Like you know, you gotta like.
In
gotta,
my like, mind, I'm just like I'm waiting until you're a teenager, then I can have a conversation.
You gotta get that little personality mix going.
I know, right?
You gotta feel that personality connection.
But it is. Fun.
She's awesome though, dude. She's a beautiful little girl.
Yeah, being a father,
you did good. Fun. Still doing good. You're good, dad, for sure.
I hope. Shit, like I'm trying to be, the best I can.
I remember when you told me, you just picked me up. You're all, we got some news. Man, we were like 2 minutes down the road. I was like, what the fuck is this? It was all quiet. You guys weren't playing music. I was like, God damn it. We got some news.
Yeah, I was serious. You and her best friend are the only ones we told at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carla? So nah, Jasmine.
Ah.
We barely have been, well, she's, I don't know how many times they've really been talking to Carla.
Yeah.
Like those two, because like I know Carla's been always busy and stuff because like she has her schooling and stuff to do and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, good on her. Like she's knocking her shit out. Like
yeah,
every single time I hear about her, like she's been knocking shit out. So I'm just like, good on her, man. Like,
yeah, nah, she's a good girl.
Like, but she told Jasmine and stuff, and I think she did tell Carla. I think Carla does know. And then fucking, we finally told her mom, and her mom, like I said, all her mom wants is for us to just chill after this, not worry about no more kids, and just. Stick with the two for right now, and honestly, I agree. Like, I'm not trying to have a third one in, like, a year and a half again, like, shit. Because, like, I'm not even going to lie, this one threw me off. Like, I, like, wasn't, like, at first, before we even knew that she was pregnant and shit, I really wasn't, like, trying to have a kid no time soon. Like, I was going to wait until, like,
well, I mean, in your guys' current situation, I can see it wouldn't be ideal.
Yeah. But then, like, after talking to her mom and shit like that, and then fucking Alyssa was looking for a better job and stuff, a better pay and shit like that, and then me, I'm getting more hours, and I got a raise at my job, so now I'm making 17 and shit.
Damn.
Yeah, so fucking, yeah,
I'm making more than me, goddammit.
Dude, I was making 14, and then I know where they told me I'm making 17. I was like,
yo, $3 raise?
Yeah, I was like,
hey, man, big dap.
Big I was like, that, bro, that's fine by me. They, like, come through. Like,
yeah, for sure. Come up. Hell yeah. So
fucking.
That's what I need. I'll make a six. I need just a dollar more. I'll be fucking like, dude, fine.
You
bro.
Would be fine.
I'll be okay.
Like, with your hours, you'd be fine. And, like, that's what I've been doing. Just chilling for the most part, trying to make this money and trying to get more hours. Cause, like, I only mainly work like 20, 25 hours out of the week. So,
yeah.
Trying to get up to at least 40.
Uh-huh.
Like, if I can get there, then I'll be fine.
Hell yeah.
Fucking, honestly, if I can get fucking 40 hours every week, fucking Alyssa wouldn't have to work at all. Like, shit, I'd be able to fucking finally get our own apartment.
Mm hmm.
Shit, I can rent a house, honestly. Like, but my credit is shit, too. So there's also that.
Yeah, I got to build my credit, too. Man. So, dude, the fight. The fighting Irish.
You disappointed me.
The McGregor fight, dude. Did you see any other fights of that night? I didn't watch
it. I did. I watched a couple.
I was going to buy fights. The thing, but it was like 90 fucking bucks.
Oh, dude. Yeah, no.
I was like, nah. Because I only wanted to fight. I only wanted to see the Dustin Poirier fight with Conor McGregor.
I watched the.
I love Dustin. I love Conor. Yeah. You know what I mean? I wanted to see that.
No, I watched the other bitches fight. Fucking, I can't
remember. Yeah, the bitches, the first round?
I can't remember none of their names. But all I know is some bitch got knocked the fuck out. And I was fucking in my seat, juice. Cause,
is that
the
one that got knocked out and then she got back up?
Yeah.
The ref was like, nah, keep going.
Yeah. He was like, all right, then. Shit, fuck it.
Yeah,
and she Herb got Dean. Dropped again.
Fucking Herb Dean.
And then fucking, I only watched it because my brother was watching and he FaceTimed me and shit. So I was fucking watching it with him and shit like that. And then I seen the Conor McGregor fight. And honestly, like, it was a good fight. Like, I'm not even going to deny it. Like, it was a
I did, good I fight. Only have seen the knockout replays.
Oh, no, you got to.
Like, the couple seconds before the knockout. That's the only thing I've seen. I need to watch the whole fight, though.
Most of the fight was pretty good. Like, honestly, at the beginning, I really actually thought Conor had it. Like, I'm not even going to deny that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he was putting on Dustin for a minute. But Dustin's a dude now. Like, he's the type of fighter who he'll take it and land real quick.
Yeah, and hey, he was smart. He was going for the
Did he go to second round?
Yeah, he went to a second round.
Second round, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And he went for them legs and he got them. Like, that was the smartest shit I've ever seen on some real shit. In most fighting sports that I've seen, when you go for the legs and get them calves, it works to all hell. Like, yeah, it really does. Like,
what was he kicking him?
Yeah, he's kicking the shit out of him.
Oh, yeah. If you got, especially if you're getting your kick game up and you got a strong, mm-hmm, like, you got power behind that kick, uh-huh, dude, that shit hurts, bro. Kicking
the shit out of him.
That shit hurts.
Fucking even Dustin said, he was like, I was missing a couple of them, but the ones that I was landing, oh, I knew I was getting them.
Yeah.
Like, he knew he got that nigga. Mm-hmm. And fucking, even Connor said, he was like, yeah, he fucked my leg up. Had that nigga walking out of the crutch.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy. And I was like, fuck. I hope this nigga Connor's next fight gonna be
good. Nah, Dustin's gonna rise, man. Yeah. I listened to leading up to the fight, he went on Theo Von's podcast again because they're like, they're boys and shit. Mm-hmm. And man, it was a good fucking, it was a good podcast. He was talking about his process, and he's just like a good fucking humble dude. Like, you know what I mean? He's getting money right now. He's sponsorship, all that shit. But he's like not changing up his game. Like, that's mm-hmm, kind of one of the big problems, like, about Connor and like Mayweather. Like, of course, like, they do that shit and that shit's cool, that's what people like to see, but when you got the talent and you stay humble enough and do the right fucking things, like, that shit, mm-hmm, I feel like that leads you on that better path, right, to being good, like a real people's champion, you know,
right,
what I mean?
Hey, I like what Connor's doing right now though. Like, he's been chill. Like,
no, you know what I really like, man, was like the weigh-ins, man, when they do the standoff. Oh, yeah, that shit, that was like, I'd never seen Connor like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I've never seen that either.
That, like, shit, like, brought a little bit of warmness to my heart.
Yeah, right. Like, cause I was like, okay, Connor. I was like, you grew up. Like, I'm not even
gonna, yeah, man. You know what I mean? Like, you grew up. Well, he came back in, and him and Cowboy got down, and like, he showed him respect after, mm-hmm, the fight. And I was like, that's what's up. Cause, yep, like, that was gonna, I think, I don't even know if Cowboy's even fighting anymore still. I think we were talking about this in the last episode a little bit.
I think he is.
And so that was like kind of like one of those things. Like, you know what I mean? It was just like a champion gonna take a champion down,
right,
for a last little time.
And honestly, that was a good fight too.
Like, no, it was. It was, man, quick, but it was good.
Got that nigga hella quick.
It's quick, but it was broke good.
That,
bro,
nigga nose. I think that's what Connor was trying to do with this fight, because that's what he did at first. When it, like, before it turned over and turned around for Connor, Connor was getting Poirier with the shoulder strikes and shit like that, trying to do the same thing, trying to get the nigga in the face. But that, yeah, nigga Poirier, he got good defense. He was bobbing his head. He was moving.
Dustin Poirier is the boy, bro.
He got Connor with a couple shoulder strikes too, and I was over here like, okay,
yep.
Like, I was like, that's what you need to do, and like, he was getting Connor. Like, yeah, he started, had an answer for everything.
Yeah, he brought his game to
and
him.
I was like, okay, like, shit, yeah, I can't even knock it. Like,
I gotta fucking watch it, bro.
Yeah, Dustin Poirier,
the knockout was nice though, like, dude. The
knockout
like,
was nice.
It was like, you know what I mean? To land those punches on that motherfucker, he was winded too. He was tired. He was hurt. Like, I think it's just because it's been so long. He hasn't been in that grind no more. He's right. Not in the champion grind no more. Right. You know what I mean? It's almost kind of like BJ Penn towards the end.
Yeah, I can see that.
A little bit. BJ Penn was kind of like a big asshole. Like, I'm here. I'll fucking take out anybody.
And then fucking close towards the end, he was just like,
yeah, after chilling, the GSP fights.
Getting all humbled and shit.
Yeah.
And being all calm. Because
I think
like that.
At the first GSP fight, GSP was welterweight champion and he was like a lightweight champion or something like that.
Was he? I thought it was featherweight. No, he was lightweight. No,
lightweight.
He's not featherweight.
Yeah.
He's not featherweight.
And so, and then the second fight, I think GSP still had the belt, welterweight belt, and Penn didn't have a belt. So that was like another little thing. You know what I mean? Kind of towards the end of the fight. Fight hour right here, baby. No, I know.
Not gonna lie, I always thought about fighting.
Dude, me too. I when I was young, like, and I still kind of want to get into like some jujitsu or some shit.
Yeah.
I want to go do something. You know what I mean? At least start hitting the speed bag a little bit. You know what I mean?
Like, I do kickboxing.
Little kickboxing would be cool. Just a little bit practicing, sparring, just work out. You know what I mean? I'd love to get out of that shit.
I would too.
My uncle does jujitsu, but to do jujitsu, you want to like start, like, you want to kind of be in shape already. Like, you want to get used to working out. That way you don't get fucking
winded,
torn the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can agree to that.
But I got to piss, so we're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back with our little special event. All right.
Look, y'all.
Ooh, volume is way high.
God damn. Is it? Is that bad?
No. I mean, it's not that bad. I can always just adjust it real quick.
Right.
We're good. We're good now. We're good.
What the fuck?
What, bitch?
They're gonna hear this shit and be like, what the fuck?
Mic test, bitch. Mic test. Anyway, dude, we're fucking back, dude. We are back once again. Still having tech problems.
Still having tech problems. It's all right.
Sorry, it's been a while.
It's been too long, man. It's been too long. I've been meaning to, you know, just shit been going on, man.
Yeah.
Too much shit going on. 2021, baby. We're here.
I know. It's already a shit year.
It's already a shit show.
Like, dude, man, it's like not even funny. Like, so many things going around. Like, so many things going bad. There are some silver linings, though. Like, I will not deny that one.
Yeah. So what you been doing in your spare time since the last, our little last rendezvous?
Fucking not much of anything, really. Just working, fucking getting my shit together.
What have you been doing to pass the time?
Going crazy.
You're just going crazy? You're not
pretty much
on no game right now?
Oh, fucking on the game.
Life. What's the game life like?
Same. So fucking I've been doing Destiny mostly. Fucking the new expansion's already out. And then fucking we're about to go into season 13 right now.
And you love that fucking Destiny, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And fucking... and
your Black Grizzly... Israelites.
Dude, it's fun as fuck. I'm not even gonna
You got a little team on there?
Yeah, fucking.
You got on there?
Not,
got a little clan?
Yeah, fucking clan. Not really many people that I actually, like, know personally. Like, just people that I've talked to over the last couple of weeks. Because, like, I barely, like, I've been in the part of the clan for a decent little minute. But I never, like, talked to anybody. Like, never, like, interacted with nobody. And then finally somebody hit me up and they were like, hey, so we've seen you on here for a while and we know you're decently good. So, you want to slide with us? And I was like, fuck it, why not? Like, shit, I ain't tripping. Like,
you're all friends.
I was like, finally, I got a team.
I found friends.
Oh, and then I started hopping on fucking Kakarot. that whole Dragon Ball Z game. Oh, that shit's fresh as fuck, bro. Like, you gotta play it.
I keep bouncing back and forth between, like, Ninja Storm and fucking... I was playing... what the fuck else was I playing? I think I really just been playing Ninja Storm, and I've been playing hockey and fucking Madden and shit, killing it, just... being a fucking beast, dude. Anybody right. that comes at me on hockey, I'll just fucking take out, dude. 10 fucking goals, like, minimum per game. Because of that, in the meantime, we're like, I've just been fucking hella checking out hockey, too, man. Like, you know, I just started playing hockey, and I like the fucking... I'm good with the Washington Caps, so I was just like, that's my team now.
Right.
So I just started watching them. They're fucking hardcore, though, dude. They've been killing shit. I think we're like... ooh, I think we're playing right now. What's the score right now? Ah, fuck. I'll look at it later. But, yeah, the other's been fucking watching them. They're fucking killing it, though. They're 2 wins, 2 ties right now.
Oh, for sure?
Yeah.
I need to get into hockey. Like,
cause, dude,
like,
it's fun.
I've always liked it, especially the movies. Like, I've always liked the hockey movies and shit, so I, like, never thought to myself, like, hey, I should get into hockey.
Nah, dude, it's badass. Plus, like, the skill it takes to just do that shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The fucking, like, leg muscles, dude. Those guys' legs are probably made of stone,
bro. Honestly, like, I would feel like hockey's probably one of the harder sports to, like, ever, like,
that motherfucker kick down. You in the gut. You're like, exactly. Breaking some ribs, like, bro.
That'd definitely be fun to do, though. Like, I'm not even gonna lie.
I bet those motherfuckers could spark to kick the shit out of somebody. Man, what happened?
Fucking what happened? Oh, right now I'm looking at the score for the fucking Green Bay and Buccaneers game right
What's
now.
Going on?
Bro, Buccaneers are beating Green Bay 28-10.
Shit.
It's a shit show. My brother was over here talking so much shit because he's a Green Bay fan. So he was over here like, yes, my team gonna win. My team finally gonna go back to the Super Bowl.
Man, I hope they come back. What quarter is it?
It's third. It's in the third quarter.
What time?
11. It just started. Third quarter just started. I know. So they can still come back in this Packers ball right now.
Yeah.
So, like, they can still come back, but at the same time, it's like,
bro. All depends on how they're playing, man. Because
I know.
It sucks when you see it, because you can see it in a game. You know what I mean? You can see that the team is just over it now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes at a certain point of the game, like, you can see they'll either be hungry or they're just fucking defeated.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy, though, because fucking everybody was talking so much shit saying that, oh, fucking the Patriots are only winning because Brady was a part of the Brady was on their side, and fucking they had an easy ass teams to go up against, didn't really have no competition. And then he comes over here to Buccaneers, and then fucking all the competition, he has us, he has Green Bay, he has, I was gonna say Cowboys, but not
Saints.
Really much Cowboys.
Oh, you got yeah,
Saints. Fucking he has a lot of competition to go up against, and he's still doing the same exact shit that he was doing in Patriots.
Yeah.
And it's like,
no, that goes to prove, dude. That goes to prove between the whole debate that he was the one who really led the Patriots.
Exactly. Like, you know what I mean? Knows what
Bill Belichick, I'm sure, is a great fucking coach. I'm sure. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's been in the franchise forever. But when you have an ace in the hole, you know what I mean? You're going to work around that.
Exactly. Like, when you know for a fact that your star quarterback is going to make plays and get the shit done, you're going to have a good winning team.
You're going to keep them happy.
Exactly. But when you lose that... and then you find out that this nigga really didn't need you at all. Then
why did he really leave? I forgot.
He wanted to. He just wanted to leave.
He just wanted to dip out.
Yeah, he just wanted to go.
Got tired of the same scenery.
Pretty much. Like, he just wanted to go out there. And I feel like it was more of everybody talking all the shit.
And yeah. he's just like, wants to be like, all right, then let's see what happens.
Yeah.
And then he does
see that.
Like, because honestly, that's how I would be. Like, I would see everybody talking shit and I'd be like, I know for a fact.
Yeah, because
I'm good.
So, no, and that's cool, man, shit. To like switch to the whole other side mm-hmm. and fucking take on a whole different, you know what I mean? Whole different offense.
And then fucking already go to the Super Bowl last year, come back,
shit,
do all this shit, and probably
it's basically what LeBron
again.
Did.
Yeah, pretty much. It's exactly what LeBron
yeah,
did.
Yeah, it's exactly what he did. Like, he was like, all right, these motherfuckers are talking shit because we got an easy division.
Yeah.
Let me go to the other side real quick. Let's serve up a platter real quick.
Exactly.
I'm with that. Yo, LaMelo Ball.
Dude, I ain't gonna lie. He played.
Yeah, nah. I don't want to get into all that. But yeah, no, nah, he's fucking cold too. I can't wait to see what he does in the future.
Dude. As long as my Warriors is taking care of shit, I'm fine. That's all I'm worried about.
Dude, I think I'm switching. Switching to the dark side finally, dude. I'm over the Bulls.
I told you
it was. It was either Bulls or Golden State. It's been that way for years, dude. Since I was 15, you know what I mean. But I tried to stick with the Bulls for so long.
I was telling him the entire time. I was like, "Bro, you can come to the dark side."
You used to like the Heat, motherfucker.
I used to like the Heat. I used to like the Heat heavy. I used to like the Heat mainly because of Dwayne Wade. But then fucking Dwayne Wade just ain't been doing his own thing. Like he's
gone now, dude.
Yeah, he's gone now. But like he is like close to Jersey. He just wasn't doing
shit.
I
don't know,
so
man.
Like,
he's
no, I'm good.
He's weird now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's how they all get when they get that famous and that heavy. Like, they all just get weird. Like, look at him. Fuck, look at fucking the Cam Newton. Like, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Cam is weird.
Motherfuckers just start getting weird with that money, man.
Like, I know for a fact we start making money like that. I ain't finna switch up. Like,
what the fuck has Russell Westbrook been up to, dude?
He just been doing him for the most part. Like, yeah. he still plays.
Just holding it down wherever the fuck he's at. Where's he at?
Houston, I think.
No shit.
Yeah, I think he's in Houston.
Huh.
He was in the Rockets for a minute, and then he was with Harden, and Harden dipped.
Huh.
Fucking Harden went to the
Nets.
Yeah,
went
to the Nets.
That's going to be crazy.
Made a big three over there. But
Kyrie's
honestly,
back now.
I'm not going to lie, though. Like, I was talking about this with my brother, and fucking he made a good point. I don't, like, and he made me think about this, too, because, like, I don't think they're going to be, like, as solid of a big three as we think they are.
No?
Because fucking Kyrie barely coming back in.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got two main ball handlers already with Harden and fucking Kevin Durant.
That's true. Do you think there's gonna be too much big head?
Yeah, it's gonna be too much. So it's like everybody's gonna be more focused on who we need to mainly get the ball to.
Yeah, they're not gonna level out.
Exactly. So it's gonna be a lot of dispute between that shit.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, I can see some disharmony at first. Like,
I can see that too because Harden kind of feels like a prima donna, which mm-hmm. given the situation that he was put in years ago. I understand how he could kind of have some resentment towards the league.
Right, right. I can see that too.
I get that, but I don't know, man.
At the same time, like, it ain't about you, nigga.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch it enough to really speak on it too heavy either, you know?
I watch it decently enough, but I wouldn't say, like, I'm, like, very, like, on point with my shit. So, like, I can mm-hmm. be, like, misjudging a lot of shit. Like, mostly I get, like, majority of my facts from either watching it every once in a while or talking to my brother about it. Because, like, he watches it every day. Like, he is an avid, like, he'll watch everything.
Yeah.
Fucking every game, every NFL game, every NBA game. He'll even watch the WNBA if he's bored.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if he's bored, he'll watch them, too. Like, hey, he just loves his sports. Like,
that's what's up, though.
That's all he plays, too. Like, he'll play nothing but Madden, NBA, and fuck. I don't keep on saying NBA. I mean, TK. And then fucking, whatchamacallit, Rocket League. Fucking, he got me into that shit. Rocket League pretty dope. I'm not going to lie.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. What the fuck's up?
With what?
You sharing all this Naruto shit on Facebook now.
Oh, I fucking started. I honestly got back on Facebook and I was like, oh, shit.
You followed a Naruto page, didn't you?
Yeah, I followed one a long time ago. And then I saw it when I got back on.
And now it's popping up to your feed more.
Yeah, it's popping up like hell.
This motherfucker, dude. All week, I've been seeing you share Naruto shit. And I'm like, this motherfucker.
Every single time I hop on Facebook, that's all I see. And I'm just like, okay, this
is. Well, I've been sharing the shit out of shit, too. Like, you know what I mean? Ever since I started watching, I followed hella pages. But I just like still gradually, like I saw you share one thing and I was like, oh, okay. And then remember we got in that little thing that happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, hell nah, bro. Like, it ain't nah, that's cat, bro.
And plus I started rewatching.
Trying to say fucking Itachi Gun is still 99% Akatsuki. Fuck you. That motherfucker could body everybody except Toby, maybe.
I wasn't trying to say that, my nigga.
No, I know.
Did you see the other
one? It was the post, I know.
See, I was just like, bro, this is some dumb shit. Like, I was like, I had to repost this.
I saw the comments.
Because I knew all y'all niggas was going to be mad as fuck when y'all
saw
this.
I was on your neck, bro. I was like, nah, son.
I was like,
I was like, what is he thinking?
And then when I seen a read, I was like, ooh, I knew a read was going to say something.
I know. I saw a read up on it. I was like, it's heavy now. I'm definitely commenting.
Well,
was like, my brother said something. Oh yeah, he it's over. It's a discussion.
Yeah, no, it was funny. That was funny. I just thought about that. I just wanted to bring that up.
It was fun. Fun shit.
No, they got good fucking Naruto memes. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get into fucking Naruto memes. So.
That'll be a whole ass hour.
Oh, dude. Our president, dude. Our boy's gone, dude. GJT's gone, bro.
That's what he get. That's what he get. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, we're closet Republicans on here.
A little bit.
This is where we get to come and be closet Republicans. Oh, fuck, dude. I love it. Fuck. Dude, that dude is wilding now. He's starting his own channel.
I know.
Of news. Like, what the fuck? What's it, dude? What's it going to be? Like, is he going to have his own reporters and shit like that?
I believe reporting, so.
Like, is he just starting his own media with what he sees he wants media to be?
I feel like that's what he's going to do.
Or is he going to be on there all the time? Like, I want to know.
Dude, it's going to be fucking hilarious.
I feel like I'm going to have to peep it.
Dude, I honestly feel like I am too.
I got to check it out just to see how fucking ridiculous it is. Yeah,
especially to talk about Roman Cows. I got to.
Dude. It's going to be ridiculous, dude.
Like, it's going to be funny as fuck. Like,
and, like, I wonder, dude, is he going to, like... Is he like working something up until like 2024? Is he gonna try to run again, or is he just like, fuck these motherfuckers? I'm done with these Republican motherfuckers.
That's like, what I'm thinking too. Like, can he run again? Like,
he can.
He can.
He only served 4 years.
Yeah, that's right.
He only served one term.
So he can serve a second term. Damn, if he runs again, I swear to God.
Dude, it might. Really?
If he has the balls to do it again, I'll vote for it. Yeah. He wants it at that point.
I don't know, dude.
Like, if he really goes again.
We got to see what's up, dude. The Joe Biden inauguration, man. Wild.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I tuned in.
Did you see how armored up they had that shit?
Yeah. Like, I seen that and I was like, yeah, I'm not going to watch this.
Dude,
I'm not about to watch this dictator get in the power. I'm good.
Nah, dude. It was nuts, man. It was pretty crazy. And,
like, that's
I mean, I don't know, dude. It could be like, you know, I mean, I'm not too far left or too far right. I'm kind of slow. I'm in the middle. I'm kind of a closet Republican a little bit. I favor them in the way that they're not making a fucking ass of themselves all the time and being like just downright crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's still like some normalcy going on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, somewhat.
I don't know, like some of the shit they say, I'm just like a little more like, you know what I mean? But they are like, shady. They're both shady though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Both sides are.
They're like, both fucking shady.
I wouldn't say they were.
I just feel like the Democrats just go hard with fucking, they're like, no, it's like this. You know what I mean?
Like, when they do shit like that, it makes me just like, you know what?
It's
I kind of want to go on their side.
Hardcore Dems, man. The far left, they're so quick to just fucking
immediately judge.
The hearsay. It's all hearsay, and this is right, and there's nothing else. It's just absolute.
Exactly.
And that's like, come on, man.
It's like, you know, we don't need that. Like, you know, good and damn well, that doesn't need to be happening right now. Like,
yeah.
And everything that's been going on right now, everybody needs to loosen up.
I mean, we got to get into this too, man, because it happened in between the gap of our last episode, the raid on the fucking Capitol.
Yeah.
The Capitol raid. Nuts, dude. Dude, I had to eat. I mean, I even tried to look it up. There wasn't a set number to how many people were there. But, dude, it looked like a good, like, 10 to 20,000 people.
Damn near. I was thinking a little like, lower.
Bro, that shit looked like World War III right there. It looked like the picture they had of the Capitol from far away with all the motherfuckers in it, dude.
It did look bad.
Dude, and then it's just like a couple weeks later, bam, there's the fucking Capitol again. You know what I mean?
Nah, they fucked up big time. Like, in all honesty.
Oh, a lot of those motherfuckers fucked up. They're getting caught up. The dude who got the podium. Yeah, a lot of people. The dude who got, like, Nancy Pelosi's thing or some shit. Letters, or I don't know if it was her, or was the AOC, or some shit. I don't know what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Yeah. That dude who got that letter and was at that desk.
Yeah.
That old man with the glasses.
I remember.
Looking like a Herbert motherfucker.
A lot of those people got arrested so far. Fucking, I know there was.
Dude, that shit is just crazy, though. That shit looked. Dude, it looked like Modern Warfare 2.
It really did. It
almost. Like, you know what I mean? They had torches up and shit, dude. They had smoke bombs.
All they were missing was just.
Dude, there was a dude in a fucking Viking hat with horns.
Yeah, that one was weird.
It was nuts.
That one was weird. I'm not gonna deny that one.
Queers. Fuck you, dude.
You stick, huh?
Son of a bitch. How dare you interrupt the cast? Fucking member of T-Bod right there. Just stab me in the back. Sethra over there. Fucking Seth.
Sethra over there.
Fucking stab me in the back right there, dude. Whatever. Okay.
Whatever.
We'll talk about this on the next episode. T-Bod. Dude, that's so fucking nuts. I just want to see what's going on. Like, what happens with Trump, dude? And then I want to see, like, what the first move is with Biden. Like, what's going on? What's the next thing? What's the next speech going to be about? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I do want to see that, and I want to understand, like,
because, you know, what's his first move here?
Because a lot of people are very skeptical right now, and they think that they've made the wrong choice. And I'm just like, at this point, fuck it. Mm-hmm. Like, dude. Like, we could have dealt with Trump another 4 years, or just gave it to Biden and see what happens.
I don't know, man. He's going to have to stop sniffing kids, though, dude.
That is weird.
And, like, sucking on their cheeks and shit. He's going to have to quit doing all that. What the fuck? You can't do that no more. You ain't seen all that?
I forgot. I didn't see the sucking on the cheeks.
There's, like, a couple different pictures of him where he's, like, giving kids, like, a kiss on the cheek. But he's, like a fish, like sucking on the fucking cheek, dude. Like, it's obvious, dude. It's just fucking weird.
Nigga.
Hair sniffing, all kinds of shit. You ain't seen all that?
Fuck no. That's disgusting.
How the fuck you ain't seen all that? Sleepy Joe, baby.
Oh, come on, man. That's disgusting.
That's your president.
That's not my president. I didn't vote for him.
Look at you. What's up with that watch?
I showed you this watch already.
Really?
Yeah.
Where? Shiloh's thing?
No, I've had this watch since Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
I got this shit from...
That's nice. What is Alyssa's
mom.
Is that a Casio?
No, this is Navi.
What's Navi?
Navigation? I'm not even gonna lie. It's basically,
you got a watch. Oh, they got a compass on there?
Yeah, fucking compass.
Let me see that. Hey, look at that right there.
If I move a couple of these, I don't even know which one it is, but there's a compass on there, and then fucking this one tells me the day. This one tells me the exact minutes and hours.
Waterproof?
Yeah, waterproof.
That's what's up, dude.
I'll have it in the shower and everything. Fucking.
Come with
I
haven't light. Taken this off. Does it got light too?
Nah, it just turns on from here.
No light?
Nah, only in here.
Oh, that's cool, though. No, that's cool, because if it is at dark, you will fucking see that shit.
Oh, dude.
I need to get me a new watch, man.
It's, I think it was like 90.
Well, I was fucking, I don't know. I got hit up by these fucking, these two different companies on Instagram trying to see if they wanted to collab with the show. But, I don't know. It seemed like some scam type shit. Like, they'll give me a big, like, 50% off whatever the fuck I want.
I would have said, send me some shit.
Exactly. Like, is that really a collaboration if I gotta buy? Like, you know what I mean?
I'm promoting some shit.
I'm promoting you, you're promoting me. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, I don't know. I didn't like that.
Most sponsorships will actually just send you things.
Yeah, so I don't know. It just didn't feel right.
Yeah.
But I mean, the 50% off, I was like, man, that's kind of cool. So I was checking out their shit, but it was kind of just basic shit. You know what I mean? It wasn't even like that cool. So I wasn't feeling it too heavy. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't.
Even the watches were like, it was just like some fake fuckboy shit.
Kinda. I love my watches. You know what I mean?
Trust and me, like, so. Really,
I wouldn't wear the shit.
And really, like, the only thing that they were saying that, like, the only way they would have collabed in their part is we take pictures in their shit, send it to them, and they're going to share it on their page.
What the fuck?
Exactly. So it's like, fuck all that. You know what I mean? Like,
wouldn't it work both
ways? That's basically like putting it in my story and tagging them in it. Exactly. And then they share it. You know what I mean? Like, that's fucking.
Yeah.
So what? That's not a collab right there.
Nah, that's.
A collab should be both ways.
Exactly.
It's a collab. That's not a real collab.
Nah.
Like, I'm trying to put you on, you put me on. Yeah, you promote the podcast. You make like a chain that says just trash or something.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? You do something like that. Bracelet, something. You know what I mean? That'd so nice, I wasn't. Man. Yeah. So I didn't go through with all that. There's just some
scam. It's crazy how people are actually like sliding.
Scam shit, yeah. Like, well, dude, they did it in that episode that I tagged GLD Dan. That they tagged on the GLD Dan post. That's what they did it on.
No wonder.
Yeah, dude.
They thought it was legit.
I think they were just like, you know, jewelries involved. Because I tagged GLD and GLD Dan. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, yeah.
And then I put hashtag GLD. Uh-huh. So...
That's fucking.
But yeah, dude, it was pretty fucking funny, dude. And I don't know, I just figured, like, I don't know, it was just sketch, you know. It's like, I'm not getting into that, man.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
I would have just
fucking GLD Dan, man. We'll get into what's going on with our boy GLD Dan here in a little bit. After break,
fucking.
After break, we'll get into all that. But we got a little special thing this episode, so after break, stick through, and we got a little special thing. So, dude. Come on, man. I know you're hyped on it. Tell me about it. KVG, bro.
I am hyped on it.
KVG.
I am hyped on it.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it, though.
I'm scared, though.
Dude, I didn't see the Godzilla Monsters one.
You gotta watch it. What the fuck you mean?
But I've seen Kong and Godzilla.
But you ain't watched King of Monsters?
Not yet.
You gotta watch it, bro.
Well, I just want to buy them all because I know they're good.
Yeah, they're all good.
I'm just gonna get them.
I'm not gonna like Kong Skull Island. Kind of like,
I like that one. It was different. It was weird.
Yeah, it hit me the wrong way.
I didn't like the way that, you know, the dude who Dear Billy.
Yeah,
that dude shouldn't have died that early.
Yeah, nah,
he should have made it to the end. Like, he should have came back like riding one of those fucking lizard things.
Yeah, I'm not
like,
gonna lie.
You know what I mean?
Started.
Then he was just like dead. You know what I mean? He's like, the marshal's not here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's fucked up. That dude's too good of an actor.
He is
to have that little bit of a part.
He really was.
And I love that part. Like that whole part. That Dear Billy. I don't know why. That's just a good little like aesthetic to the movie. You know what I mean?
Fucking the movie was fucking great. And honestly, watching the trailer for this next one. I feel like Kong's gonna beat the shit out of Godzilla. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, he can move.
Cause like from
he can move more. He can. He's basically a big fucking human.
Pretty much.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like pretty much. I'm not even gonna deny that one.
And see, is that new chick in the trailer, the one that touches fingers? Is that like the new girl?
Yeah.
See, his whole thing is like Kong just falls in love with girls, right?
He wants to protect them. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like that. He loves humans.
He feels some,
Like he.
No, yeah, yeah. That's how the new one is. He loves humans.
Like he. That's how it's gonna be like. Cause Godzilla right now is destroying everybody and fucking killing most of the people and shit like that. And Kong is trying to save everyone. And that's what it's pretty much looking like from the trailer's point of view. And honestly, the way I'm seeing it, like I'm gonna enjoy it regardless.
But why? See, that's the trippy thing, man, about Godzilla. Cause it's like he's just like. Like, the whole thing is, like, he's a part of nature.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he'll come to destroy or he'll come to protect.
Right.
Which is so fucking, like, awesome, but, like, god damn it.
I know, right? It's like, what the fuck did we do?
Sometimes they'll be like, he's a hero. And then they're like, he's coming to fuck us up. He had a bad day today.
Like, who the fuck's Spike Chisco?
He woke up on the wrong side of the ocean today.
Man. I'd be scared as shit. I'm not gonna lie. Bro. Godzilla was real. I'd be fucking freaking
out. Dude, anything. Dude, the other day, I was coming back from work. We're driving down the 99. We're probably passing, like, Tulare. And there's, like, an overpass, you know, over the highway. And fucking, there was, like, a little plane, a little crop duster plane. But the way it was angled and turned and the way it was angled that it was flying, dude, it flew straight, like, weirdly. Like a fucking alien ship. Like, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. Because of the angle, it just looked weird. I was like, what the fuck is that? Dude, and my lead guy, my foreman, he was like, what? He's all, dude, it's just a crop duster. It's like, oh, dude. I mean, we did smoke a bowl like 20 minutes before that of some hash. You know what I mean? Some good shit. But still, dude, like, I was like, what the fuck is that, dude? Because it just went zoop, like straight. It was sus, dude. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that would freak me out too a little bit. I'm not gonna lie.
Like being fucking totally ripped, and you see some shit like that, you're like, "Oh god, dude, no, not right now, dude.
Right?
Not right now, dude. I have no weapons."
Dude, honestly, I wonder how long the movie's gonna be, though.
I don't know.
They're supposed to be like hella shit. They're gonna be showing.
Well, I think Godzilla was like an hour and a half.
Something like that.
Kong is like two, I think.
Yeah,
it's like then, hour 45, something like that.
Godzilla King of Monsters, I think it was like two.
It's probably two.
And Godzilla King of Monsters was amazing. I'm not gonna lie, like it was an amazing.
I gotta
movie.
Check it out. Dude.
I enjoyed the shit out of it.
Is it on anything? Probably on Amazon for rent.
It might be on Amazon or it might be on HBO Max. I can check.
I think my mom's got that shit. I'll have to hit her up.
I think she does.
I get the link.
Like, I'm pretty sure she does. I usually fucking use other bullshit. Fucking my. Streaming apps and shit.
Do you ever watch the old Godzilla movies, dude?
Yeah.
I used to watch them all the fucking time. You know, I actually do like the Matthew Broderick one, the 2000.
Yeah, I did like that one.
That one was pretty fucking... It was still good. Even though it was just like a giant T-Rex, it was still pretty good, dude.
So if you had HBO Max, just hop on there.
All right, for sure.
You can watch them on all of them. Fuck.
Every single Godzilla?
Every single one.
That's what's up, dude. Let's scroll through real quick. Let's see how fucking crazy these look. Damn, look at that one, dude. That's totally a guy in a suit.
Yeah, dude,
look at that one.
100% a guy in a suit.
Let's go down here. Let's go down. Oh, the fucking weird twins.
Yeah.
There's always like some weird twins.
I know. Mothra versus Godzilla. That's going to be dope.
Baby God? What the fuck is that?
Oh, dude? That's fucking all my
other Are we out of it? We're out of it now.
All my other shows.
Oh, Jim Jeffries, I swear to God. That's a good comedy fucking special.
Have you watched fucking Miracle Workers?
Miracle Workers? What's that?
Fucking, the one with, what's his name? Fucking, I can't remember his fucking name. That one. Buscemi?
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, Steve Buscemi.
What fucking, the fuck? And Harry Potter?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Fucking both of them. Oh, so basically Steve Buscemi is God. And fucking
what?
Yeah, he's pretty much God.
Okay.
And fucking
I'm interested.
Harry Potter's character and fucking the girl that you see on there are workers of God, and they try and do what he is asking them to do and shit like that. Fucking trying to basically sort out all the humans and shit like that, and doing his job without him doing his job.
Yeah.
And he's just the lazy, I don't give a fuck, do what I want, God, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a little dumb fucking a drunk majority of the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny as fuck. Like, you honestly got to watch
That's awesome, dude. I love that, dude. Steve Buscemi playing God.
It is funny as fuck.
That's I'm amazing. Not
gonna lie. Dude, you know who I haven't heard from in a while?
Who?
Fucking, what's his damn name? The one who does most of the movies with Adam Sandler. Always in...
Schneider?
Yeah, Schneider.
Yeah, he just had a comedy special on Netflix.
Did he?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't have Netflix anymore. I haven't seen it.
I don't have the grip to watch it.
Really? Why?
We got a couple minutes left. We might get doxxed for this. I'm not sure. So I just got to play this. I'll play a little bit of the audio from the trailer. He just tells like these little fucking, I don't know, dude. It's just weird. Old man comedy. It's not, I don't know. It's not old man comedy. I don't mean that because I love Bill Burr. I watch fucking older comedians. It's just, you'll see, man. It's just kind of dry.
Oh, God. That's sad. Oh, my Lord. That's really bad. Like, if it's, oh, man. Oh, that sucks.
This is
a little high. But it was medical. Ow! Oh, it was medical. I needed it. But, I didn't have any pants on. I should probably tell you that as well.
What the fuck?
And I went downstairs to the refrigerator and, opened up the refrigerator. Saw a half-eaten pumpkin pie from earlier. And then saw a can of whipped cream right there. Now, never done this before since. And I just took the whipped cream one.
What the fuck?
There's an hour before that I took one of those little blue pills.
See, it's like,
what the fuck is this?
That's I mean, it's silly.
It's silly, you know, and but like, it's definitely a dad comedy. Like, I can understand what you're
it's.
Like that's not a dad joke. I don't know what the fuck is.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just I don't know. It's not what I look for in a special, dude.
I know.
He's just I don't know. The comedy's just a little dry. Now you still like his older specials. I watched that the one he had before that on Netflix. That one's pretty good.
Fucking, I recently just watched all of Eddie Murphy's old comedies.
Oh, dude, those are the best. Dude, Delirious, Raw.
Fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, Delirious.
I like how I like the bit about when everybody's be eating McDonald's and his mom makes him a homemade burger.
Yeah. That's
my favorite one too. I love that one. And his onions, and
he's like, I want McDonald's burgers.
I want McDonald's burgers. Everybody's talking about the kids eating ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Fucking. How do you fucking sing that shit?
I got my ice cream. I fucking love Eddie Murphy, man. I think he needs to do like just one last special.
Nah.
Everybody's been trying to get him. Nah. He needs to do one, man. I feel like he could have so much to say.
I feel like it's fine.
All right, man.
I feel like he's fine.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. That's fucking odd, dude. Death to our enemies.